If someone is unwilling to testify voluntarily, let the party who needs him summon him, and let the one summoned appear for the trial. And if he knows the facts and is willing to testify, let him testify. But if he claims to know nothing, let him take an oath by the three gods, Zeus, Apollo, and Themis, that in truth he knows nothing of it, and thus be dismissed from the suit. But whoever is summoned to give testimony, and does not appear before the one who summoned him, shall be liable at law for the damage caused. And if someone calls up a witness in the course of a trial already in progress, that witness, once he has testified, shall not take part in the vote on that case. A free woman may testify and act as an advocate if she is over 40 years of age, and she may bring a suit if she has no husband, but while her husband lives, she may only testify. A male slave, a female slave, and a child may testify and act as advocates only in a case of murder, provided they furnish an adequate guarantor that they will remain available until the trial, in case they are charged with giving false testimony. Either party in a dispute may bring a charge against the whole of a testimony or a part of it, claiming that someone has testified falsely before the case is decided, and the officials in charge shall keep these charges sealed by both parties and produce them for the judgment on the false testimony. If anyone is convicted twice of bearing false witness, let no law any longer compel anyone to accept his testimony, and if three times, let him no longer be permitted to testify at all. And if, having been convicted three times, he dares to testify anyway, let anyone who wishes report him to the officials, and let the officials hand him over to a court, and if he is convicted, let him be punished with death. As for all those whose testimonies are convicted at trial as judged false, and are found to have secured the victory for the one who won, if more than half of such testimonies are condemned in some case, let the suit decided on the strength of them be reopened, and let there be a fresh dispute and adjudication as to whether the case was decided on the basis of those testimonies or not. And however it is decided, let that be the final resolution of the earlier suits. Though there are many fine things in human life, upon most of them something like a blight has grown, which stains and befouls them. And indeed, is not justice among human beings a fine thing, since it has civilized everything human? And if this is fine, how could joining in the pursuit of justice for others not also be fine? Yet being what they are, some vile art defames these things, dressing itself up under a fine name, an art which claims first to be a kind of contrivance for lawsuits, capable of winning both when pleading one's own case and when assisting another, whether or not the actions concerning that particular suit were just. Let this skill and the speeches that come from it be given free of charge if anyone offers money in exchange. As for this practice in our city, whether it counts as a skill or is merely an untrained knack built from experience, it would be best if it never arose at all. But if the lawgiver asks its practitioners to obey and not speak against justice, and instead to leave for another country, then those who obey will be met with silence, but for those who disobey, the law says this. If anyone appears to be trying to twist the force of just claims in the minds of jurors, or to bring lawsuits out of season too often, or to help others do so, then whoever wishes may indict him for malicious litigation or malicious advocacy, and he shall be judged before the court of selected judges. If he is convicted, the court shall assess whether he did this out of love of money or love of winning. If it was love of winning, the court shall fix a period during which such a person may not bring a suit or assist in one for anyone. If it was love of money, then a foreigner convicted of it shall leave the country and never return on pain of death, while a citizen shall be put to death because of his love of money, a vice that is condemned among us in every form. And if anyone is convicted twice of doing this out of love of winning, let him be put to death.